following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843. Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to begin the first hour on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. There you can listen to the free stream weekdays between 3 and 6. And on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. In a moment, Jeff Risden from LionsWire.com, also DraftWire. You can follow them, Facebook, Twitter, online. Big news out of Allen Park. The Lions have signed St. Brown for a deal. We'll get to the numbers. He'll be the highest or one of the highest paid. Rizzy's looking into that. We'll also talk about the draft tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Goodell will take the stage in downtown Detroit. Will the Lions even make a first-round pick? Will they trade up? Will they go after the best athlete available, wide receiver, O-line, DB, or edge rusher? Rizzy will break it all down. We'll talk about J.J. McCarthy. Oh, today he's not a gamer. He didn't even complete a pass against Penn State. Does anybody talk about the fact he could barely walk and he played in the game? I almost feel, by the way, everybody's piling on McCarthy today, that his stock is higher than ever before. We'll get to that. We'll talk about the quarterbacks. Somebody compared Caleb Williams to the Bears drafting Prince. So,
well, what?
I saw that story. We'll talk about that later.
The draft needs to happen.
I know it does. You're running out of storylines. That's why
we really are.
And Rizzy's the other voice you hear. And then later in the broadcast, John Vanderwall, Tigers are playing some good baseball. Vandy also is a happy man in his iRacing, which is the computer online NASCAR style racing. He won the Dover race today, and he has the huge logo on the hood. So congrats to Vandy, the former major leaguer. He'll join us in studio coming up later. We'll talk some Tigers. Right now, I want to welcome in Jeff Risden, LionsWire, DraftWire. Follow both on Facebook, Twitter, online. Get all your draft coverage leading up to the draft, through the weekend, post-draft analysis, and more. But the big news, St. Brown, you told me you had insiders saying this was coming. Is he the highest paid wide receiver? I know it's $77 million guaranteed.
Yeah, the guaranteed figure is the highest. It is. We don't know the exact details yet. The reports are that it's $120 million or up to $120 million for 4 years. That's tacked on to the end of his current contract. So he is now under contract through whatever 4 years past 2024. I'm on about 6 hours of sleep this week and won't get much more of it. So my math's a little fuzzy, but it's a great deal. It was expected. It was just a matter of when it's going to get done. There was never any stress. There's never any threats that he was going to leave or anything like that. But it takes care of the guy who is all-pro, first-team all-pro, just tremendous receiver, tremendous person, culture fit, you name it. He is a Detroit Lion for a very long time, and that's a very good thing.
Yeah, 20 Man from DetroitLions.com, I think yesterday said that St. Brown had stayed away from some workouts because I think he wanted to make sure he got the contract signed before he went back to Allen Park, right?
Yeah, and remember all these workouts, they're voluntary, but it's still
you blow out your knee out of practice and you're going to get a $77 million guaranteed. You're going to wait till the ink's dry.
Yes, and that has happened. That happened to the Cleveland Browns and Jed Wills a couple years ago.
So yeah, everything's happened to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, you guys,
think about the Lions and Cleveland used to be on the same level, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they still play for a trophy, don't they, in exhibition?
They need to get back to that. They didn't do it last year.
What's it called?
The battle for the Edmund Fitzgerald, the Lake Erie Trophy.
which is, again, I want to pay respect.
It's not the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's something else. But it's for the Battle of Lake Erie. And I grew up.
No, they're not playing for a trophy on a ship. Ironically, at the time with the Lions and the Browns, that would have been perfect. They're playing for a trophy. For a ship that's on the bottom of Lake Superior.
You know, I
almost said that before you did.
Yeah,
is it the Edmund Fitzgerald?
I would hope
legend
not.
Is all it has something for the Lions.
I should really know this as somebody who grew up west of Cleveland, like in range of Detroit and Cleveland media. I should probably
hi, everybody.
Know that,
we'll go back, you know, like 10 years. Hi, everybody. Two of the worst franchises in the NFL are playing for the Edmund Fitzgerald Trophy.
I'll tell you what,
get it on.
I remember I went to the first game that Johnny Football played as a Cleveland Brown. It was in Detroit. It was
Mantel,
Ford Field.
Right?
Yeah. In as a preseason game. And the fans were like, most Cleveland fans didn't like him to start. And the Detroit fans kept getting in and booing him and heckling him. And that was one of the most surreal experiences of my life. Because at that point, I was covering the Browns. Like, wow,
Did you see Manziel's, was it a Netflix series?
I did.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
What he was doing while he was playing football.
The A&M coaches knew it. Don't let them kid you otherwise.
Was he out one night before a game, like till 5:30 in the morning? He was doing old school, like Namath stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
And maybe
worse than that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Worse than that. Thank God he's not our problem.
I'm glad you brought up that, because I was trying to think, like, it's a ship that they're playing for.
And it is a ship, and I was hoping it was for, like, you know, the Oliver Hazard Perry.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We have met the enemy, and they are ours, which is, like, the ultimate historical smack.
I don't think you're going to celebrate. That's why I was thinking it before you said it, and I'm glad you said it first, because I was going to. Is that the Edmund Fitzgerald Trophy? Sure. And the Giants and the Jets play for the Titanic Trophy every year.
Get the Lusitania mixed in there with Philly.
Yeah, and the German and NFL Europe plays for Lusitania. Oh, we're not. The people are going to say we're laughing at the tragedies.
It's
a point about the team.
Yeah, the teams were dreadful, and now
they're
not.
Everybody, Monday Night Football, the Titanic Trophy. Rodgers is back. It's the Jets and the Giants.
I mean, now you got the Lions are, as you talked about with Mike Kimber yesterday, there's no reason they can't be the favorites to be the best team in the NFC right now.
And if the draft is special, and when I say special, how it pans out, you know, we talked with Kimber, Tim 20-man yesterday. Could they trade up? You know, 20 men said, look, the evidence is there with J-Mo that he'll trade up. If he likes somebody, look at Gibbs, right? That he, you know, people are like, oh, Gibbs should be a high second round, right? And he went after it and took Gibbs over Robinson, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bijan Robinson with the next pick.
And so.
He went. They turned away. They traded out of number six. The Cardinals moved up. And they got the extra pick. They went to 12, and they got 34, which wound up being Sam LaPorta.
Exactly.
Great trade.
So they traded out, right? So they had – but there's a bunch of dealing. And our question is, which we'll get to in a moment, will be will they trade up? But I want to talk about St. Brown with his deal now done. The next focus is on Goff. I said it a long time ago with you in studio and on air, Rizzy, that I thought this would be the week they'd announce the St. Brown and the Goff deal tomorrow. To announce it, because you don't have any, there'll be interviews and stuff, and I know you're talking to Hutch and St. Brown.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
We are scheduled to talk to Amon Ra tomorrow.
Look at Rizzy. So, hey. Draft Wire, Lions Wire. Yeah, they get 15 minutes with Hutch and St. Brown. And he'll go to Hutch and go, hey, have you played in the Edmund Fitzgerald Cup yet? No, is that, and St. Brown off his contract will be very good conversation. I assume they're going to be part of that fan experience, not for the NFL, but the Lions have an activation area.
They do.
Near Hart Plaza that 20 men talked about. And Goff tomorrow, for them to drop a press conference or the same time in around noon, 1 o'clock, before everyone's rolling into their draft coverage. Draft starts at 8 tomorrow. We'll be at the Caucus Club, our private 313 party with David Gregory, the NFL PA certified agent, Bull Rush Sports, the Michigan Sports Network, Marty Boer, The Huge Show, 3 until 6 preview in the draft. Tomorrow afternoon is the perfect time to get maximized wall-to-wall national coverage of Goff signing, and that the Lions have put everything to bed in the offseason outside of the draft.
And
could you see that happening?
I could. I don't know. I don't know if Goff would want to upstage the draft, though. That's kind of not his style. But keep in mind, he's been in Detroit.
Officially, it would be before the draft if he did it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the media's there. You have the built-in press conference. The Lions are downtown. Oh, yeah. The hundreds of thousands of people coming from all over the country, including all around Michigan, to downtown Detroit. It's the perfect time to celebrate.
It would be nice to get the Jared Goff chants going as Goodell takes the stage to announce Caleb Williams to the Bears. That I'm kind of hoping that happens.
What about CBS? Prisco had Daniels going to the Bears.
Prisco?
You say
no comment.
Yeah,
you say
no.
I like Pete.
You like Prisco, you know, from CBS?
Pete's about half my size.
You think he's doing that just to create? He's one of those guys that will post those pictures to create conversation.
He is sort of the CBS version of Carlos Menares. So, yeah, take that for what it is.
I understand that, and that's behind-the-scenes media jargon, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But, so you think it's Williams, for sure?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, there are...
Is Daniels a lock at 2 to Washington?
That seems to be the case. There are betting sports books that will not actually take money on anybody other than Caleb Williams is number one right now. So,
But sports book numbers have dropped in favor of JJ going at number two.
And that's an interesting one because, I will freely admit this, when I came out of the combine, I had good contact with somebody who works in the Washington Commanders organization, and he told me it was Daniels back then. So I'm sticking with that.
JJ really didn't splash until the combine. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I think that's where teams realized that, maybe it was Michigan holding him back and not vice versa. You know,
I said that all along.
You did.
Harbaugh knew.
You told me that last fall.
Harbaugh knew he had an offensive line, that he had multiple running backs and tight ends, and Harbaugh played it close to the vest to win games. He didn't play it for anybody individually. No. Had a great defense, right? Look at all the players going 18 were at the combine from Michigan. He knew that, and I heard somebody talking on, was it Patrick this morning? Oh, well, JJ, I think it was Dan Patrick himself. Well, he's not that athletic. I'm like, did you see the downfield block in his first Big Ten championship game?
I think that gets overlooked because they had so much around him.
So if he has those wheels, and Jaden Daniels, his numbers were against bad teams. I'm sorry. That's why he shouldn't have won the Heisman. I know he's fast. I know he's athletic, right? You know, but to me, I went through his schedule on the Friday before the Heisman, I think, here on the show. And I'm like, yeah, all his good games are against like Georgia Western.
Yeah. Mississippi. Everybody lit up Ole Miss.
Mississippi played 50 games. Everybody had numbers.
That's exactly what they did.
Lane Kiffin.
True story on this. We go through, and for USA Today, we have access to different picture databases. And every SEC wide receiver, all their highlight pictures are against Ole Miss. Like every one of them. It's crazy.
Well, that's, and I look at it, and you ask yourself, which I've heard some of the pundits in their roundtables, if JJ was at LSU and had neighbors in the good stud receivers.
Brian Thomas.
Would he be different? You know, Harbaugh didn't unleash him. He did, you look at Ohio State, because I'm not going to be the combine numbers guy or even stats. I'm going to look at big games. What did quarterbacks do in big games? And I'm sorry, Caleb Williams' biggest win, and USC had athletes around him, is what?
Utah last year?
No, they turned around and lost it, and they lost to Utah I think it was the Pac-12 championship in Vegas. That's a year ago. I'm talking.
Yeah. Caleb Williams is enigmatic to me. I like Jaden Daniels better than him.
So do I. I'm not saying I like Jaden Daniels as the overall number one pick, but I like him better than Williams. Here's what I think with the Bears. They are stuck on missing out their fan base, the organization, ownership on missing out on Mahomes, and they think Caleb Williams is the next Mahomes. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Oh, they do. Yes. That comparison is weird to me because to me, I see like a hybrid of Baker Mayfield and Russell Wilson. And like you can win with that guy. Like I think there's a chance that he could be very good, but there are limitations to him. I said it the other day. I was on with the New York Giants on their in-house radio show, and I said, you know, he can do the spectacular, but can he do the routine? And he hasn't shown us that he can. And that's one thing where J.J. McCarthy has a huge advantage. He's run a pro-style offense with a lot of NFL talent on it, a lot of NFL egos on it, and he did that beautifully. My worry with J.J. is that the last quarterback that had that sort of profile were like, oh, you know, because there's so many good players around him and he was very successful and a good leader, Matt Leinart was like that. Matt Leinart didn't work out at all for Arizona. And that would be my worry with J.J., but I don't think J.J.'s wired differently. Matt Leinart was always happy to be like the center of attention and not necessarily the hardest worker. Like he was just naturally blessed with God-given talent that he never really moved on from. J.J. works, man. He's busting it. So I feel pretty good about where J.J.'s going to go.
Yeah, Trapasso from CBS Sports, latest mock, had the Giants, ironically. You just talked with their in-house radio show. Giants moving up, trading with the Falcons to get the 5 to get J.J. That's going to be the spot, probably beginning with Arizona, where right now most would think you get Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, you want to, you know, upgrade your receiving core in Arizona. But J.J. sitting there, you know, 4 and 5, whether you're the Cardinals or Falcons, you're going to get a ton of offers, I think. You know, Vikings looking for a quarterback. But now, for what we take as what's real, what's not, Michael Penix Jr. all of a sudden is a God-given quarterback the last 2 days. Everywhere I turn, right?
Yep. There's a lot of talk about the Raiders possibly taking him at, I think they pick a 13.
13, yeah.
There's talk that Bo Nix is the number one quarterback on the Broncos board. They pick 12th.
They got Zach Wilson to back him up now from the Jets.
Good luck with that.
Maybe he's back in the mountain air. It'll be good for him. From BYU to the Jets, now back to
just got the tougher Rocky to be Mountains. A player's wife in Denver.
Yeah, so who's going to be that's the role, because if you look like at Trapasso, and I don't know about your latest mock, the first three picks are Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr. Murray will have a target he's desperately needing, yeah, since Hopkins
100%
has, yeah, been gone. So you got Cardinals have 4 with Harrison Jr., which no one's talked about him. I think he's the best athlete.
He's the best player in this draft.
But he hasn't done the workouts. He hasn't done the tours, right? And
this is a pretty like top-heavy draft, and it's not close that he's the best
player
in the draft.
Nobody's talking about him.
Like, he is so this is my 21st draft where I'm getting paid to cover it, and he is the only wide receiver I've ever graded higher than him was Calvin Johnson.
I agree. I'm with you 100%. That's why I don't understand. The Bears had Fields. You could have blessed him with another former Buckeye. He could have bailed him out because he's so athletic.
Yeah.
And you're the Bears, and now Fields is with Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. It's crazy how the quarterback carousel works,
yeah,
in the National Football League. I don't understand what the Bears are doing. Did Eberflus buy more time here with Caleb Williams? You can say now you need 2-3 years to develop him, right? I don't understand this Caleb Williams pick by the Bears.
It's interesting to me. And I'll tell you what, I've heard a lot of chatter that the Bears are interested in moving up their from their regular pick at number 9 to go get either Romo Dunsey or Malik Nabers as the number 2 wide receiver to pair with Caleb Williams. It doesn't sound like, and again, take this for what it is, you know, it's draft smoke. It doesn't sound like the Cardinals have a lot of interest in sacrificing their ability to get Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, I agree. That would be dumb.
You know, then
Murray has who to throw the ball to?
Rondale Moore.
Okay, yeah, who's a great athlete, but yeah, he's like 5'10".
Yeah, his average route is like 1.1 yards. Well,
great returner. So, Jay, one thought here before we move on.
Yeah.
So this Trapasso had the Giants trading up. Are they just going to bail on Jones? Is that it now?
It seems that way, yeah.
Wow.
They're prepared for it.
It's like salary cap June. Is it early June? Something like that, yeah, right?
And like they also need receivers badly in New York. So they are a team that
who's their quarterback then? So they have to trade up almost to get
Tommy Cutlets is their quarterback.
Who?
Then. Tommy DeVito.
Okay.
Remember him from last preseason? Oh, yeah,
with his agent who also collects from bookies earlier in the day. I'm not stereotyping. Don't please. I'm not stereotyping anybody, but that agent with his leprechaun outfit, I just can't get over that on Monday Night Football. Remember that?
That was something else.
Hey, how you doing? I say Tommy DeVito right here. And then you know what happened in the NFL? Teams figure you out.
Yeah. Teams figured out that he can't throw short
and then
or to his right.
And all of a sudden he's pulled in the Eagles game. I remember that. So,
that was a good time.
Yeah. Let's get to move down to the Lions.
Yeah.
So but one final thought on JJ.
Yeah.
Will he go in the top 10?
Yes, I think so.
So either the Giants, the Vikings.
Yeah, or somebody moving up will take him.
Somebody moves him up, or instead of Drake May, the Patriots take him at 3.
Right.
Could there be the shock that he goes 2 to Washington?
That would be shocking. Yes, that would. I know the odds have moved a lot on that. I still think Jaden Daniels is number 2 as of 24 hours before the draft.
So the Lions are sitting at 29. And during the course of this week, and I had some of the conversation with Mike Kimber yesterday, that where the Lions were a year ago and where they're at today going into this draft, a year ago, you weren't a playoff team. A year later, you were a half away from winning the NFC and going to a Super Bowl you could have won because you beat Kansas City in Kansas City to start the season.
That's right.
I think the timeline has changed for the Lions. So instead of another draft where you're going to try and get 4 projects or backup players, I believe the opportunity, if it's there, and I don't know, I'm not in every NFL war room, Rizzy, and I want your feedback, that if you get past 10, all the quarterbacks are gone, maybe 12 with, it could be, 5-6 quarterbacks, or at least 5, right? 6 possibly.
Potentially. Yeah. I would think 5.
5 by the time you get to 12.
Yeah.
Okay. So by the time you get to 12 and all the quarterbacks are gone and the Raiders are sitting there at 13 and they didn't pick a quarterback. Because you're right, I'm looking at Trapasso. He has Bo Nix. That stock is rising.
Yep.
Because you need a quarterback, but they can get him at 11 instead of trading up maybe to 3 to get McCarthy. So now you're looking at draft capital, what do you save and everything. But you've been on this guy since the Senior Bowl. And I've seen him floating anywhere between, 12 and 19, 20. The Quinyon Mitchell, the corner from Toledo. You've been on him.
He's a very talented player.
Is he a walk-in-the-door starter from day one, shut-down corner in the NFL?
That would be the hope. It's tough because, I'm a Mac shill. He played in the Mac. Name a Mac wide receiver. I bet there are people that are on the Western Michigan football team who can't name one of their wide receivers right now. So he's not been battle-tested.
Who's the last guy? The guy, was it Sky Moore from that went to the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Was that the last one I could name?
I think so, probably.
Yeah, was he like a second, third rounder with the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Antonio Brown's CMU days. I was up there covering him with LaFever.
Yeah.
With Kelly.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I remember Dan.
But again, we're stretching.
Just a random stretch. I was at Dan LaFever's wedding. He married a fraternity brother of mine's wife.
Really?
Yeah.
I still remember.
Good guy. Very
Antonio
good guy.
Brown, LaFever, Between the Hedges, Georgia, they have the lead on the Dogs. Midway second quarter.
That was a very good football team at Central.
Oh, my gosh.
Very good football team.
And they were just barely trailing on the road at Boston College, I remember. Yeah. I'm going down. I think this is post-Kelly, too.
Butch Jones. 13, I want to say. 2012,
Butch Jones
somewhere in there.
In there, right?
Yeah.
Before he went to Tennessee. And I.
Yeah, so.
And he was. They were. And
that was a good team.
Georgia had Stafford. No Sean Marino and A.J.
Right.
Green.
That was earlier than that. It was like 2007, 2008.
They had A.J. Right Green, right?
Yeah,
A.J. Green. They had No Sean Marino. They had Stafford. They had
an offensive line that sent 5 guys all started into the NFL.
And it just unraveled. I mean, so CMU might have had like a 14-10 lead, something like that, right?
Yeah.
And then it just unraveled.
Yeah,
and
that happens. You don't have the depth there. But that's
the dog had an air-conditioned doghouse, and it's like 85, and I'm a humid southern heat, and the dog And it's like water. I can't get any water on the sidelines.
That's Auga.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah,
but that's the question with Quinion is he's coming from, yes, he did play against Ohio State and played pretty well against Ohio State in 2022, but he hasn't really been tested since then. He did one day at the Senior Bowl and was like, I'm good. and he was.
So is Terrion Arnold a better cover corner from day one?
Yes, I would agree with that. And I think Mike said that yesterday, that and either one of those, the key, if you want one, you got to get in front of the Colts at 15 because they are the Colts. Well, I don't know if they are. They feel they're a cornerback away from winning the AFC South, which has suddenly gotten a lot tougher. So pencil one of them in there. Then another one, Philadelphia. Philadelphia is probably the absolute floor. They're picking 22nd. They would take the other one. So if you want to get up, you got to move up 7, 8, 10. If you can get in front of the Colts, that's even better because then you get your pick of which one you want. That's going to take your first-round pick, your third-round pick, and your first-round pick next year to get up above that. Is that something that Brad Holmes would do? They did it in Los Angeles when he was with the Rams. They did it a couple times. That's not absurd for them to consider doing that. But would they rather do that or would they rather move back and get other picks? And to your point about the timeline of where they're at, if you think that they are a shutdown cornerback away, and they very well could be, I wouldn't fight that, then go get it. That's what I would much rather them trade up, be aggressive, and say, hey, we're going for it now. This is the first time our window's been open.
There you go.
Let's jump through this bad boy and go win it.
That's it.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
That's where I'm at.
I don't know if they'll do it, but that's what I want.
If they would have got beat 42-10 in the NFC Championship game, and they looked like they were a long ways away from the Niners, yeah, supplanting them as NFC champs, I'd have a different vibe. But when I look at how quick they moved in the offseason on better coaches, DJ Reader, Davenport, granted he's not the best speed rusher, but he's an upgrade from what they had. Secondary, Davis Wright, yeah, Robertson, you go down the list. They seem to have that mode. And that's what led me just, you know, kind of reading through Lions Wire, Draft Wire, all your stuff. And I'm going, you know, your play here, I agree, it's that first and third and a first next year. But how about this we said with the Raiders yesterday? Just, and it's all, we're just throwing out draft talk, which everybody does.
Yeah.
Hennon Hooker is a third rounder. Would have been a top 15 pick last year, right? If he was healthy, never blew out the knee.
Probably. First round for sure.
First round, yeah. So, yeah, you know, maybe, you know, 15 to 22, 23. You're the Raiders. You don't have a quarterback, and the Lions offered him up for your not. You don't give up anything. Maybe you give up a second rounder. You keep your 29, but you go get 13, and you can pick what corner you want.
Yeah. So that's interesting because I did the podcast with Ken Brown and Mike O'Hara
because of my Lions point is,
and they brought that up too.
Because my point
is interesting.
My point is you got to look at the value. Okay, the value is he's a third rounder. You're not giving away You're not giving away a guy that you drafted 10, right, in the first round.
Right.
That if you're going to sign Goff, which you are, well, it could be tomorrow, could be next week, could be sometime early in the summer. Hennon Hooker's not going to see the field unless Goff gets hurt. And nobody knows if Hennon Hooker is NFL ready, God forbid, until Goff would be hurt.
Yeah.
So by making that move, and Brad Holmes being a great salesman, which he has to be in those war rooms off season. And you told the Raiders, here's Hooker. And depending on where they had him on a board, what the medicals are, they're looking at the last time this guy played. And they just got to give up their 13 pick. And you throw in a second round, you keep your 29, where then you could go get the receiver, the O-lineman, an edge rusher on the board, and you now have Mitchell or Arnold to step in as a shutdown corner for the next 4 years. It's not crazy. And you said someone, Ken Brown podcast, brought that up too?
Yeah. He actually posited it to me as, what do you think about possibly trading Hendon Hooker to move up? And I'm like, well, so I like Hendon Hooker a lot, and I also am someone that I don't trust Nate Sudfeld. From last summer, because that was rough, man.
They had the backup quarterbacks outside. We haven't seen Hooker yet because coming back from the knee injury, he suffered against South Carolina. The only negative I have on Brad Holmes is the style of backup QBs he's brought in.
You know, and it's that funny because
outside of Hooker, yeah. And Bridgewater, when he went and got Bridgewater, I gave him a lot of
love. And they went and got him because Sudfeld stunk.
Beyond that.
Yes, it was.
Boyle, remember that?
And go back to the Rams. The Rams' backup quarterbacks, when they had Jared Goff, John Wolford was their backup. They had, oh God, I don't even remember his name, but he the guy that they brought in 1 year before Wolford didn't even make it in the CFL. Like he's bouncing around the UFL now. I can't even remember his name, but they just don't emphasize that spot. So now Goff has been durable since he's been in Detroit, which is great. But I want somebody better than Nate Sudfeld, because you can't afford to lose even a half a game. If you're playing, the Lions are playing for the number one seed, home field advantage. The road to the Super Bowl goes through Detroit. I need a better backup quarterback than Nate Sudfeld.
I agree with you.
I can't do that.
I'm not saying about, you know, rock solid, get rid of Hooker, but better backup QBs. And you're right, the road almost went through Detroit.
So close.
If Green Bay
so close.
Just holds on. They just gave that game away like the Lions did.
Yeah, they did. And that happens.
We will talk about the NFC North. We got to get to a network. TL, Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire. Follow both on Facebook, Twitter, online on the eve of the NFL Draft in Detroit. Full coverage, Lions Wire, Draft Wire. All weekend long, Jeff will be talking to Hutch and St. Brown tomorrow in Detroit. The huge show will have our live broadcast from our 313 draft party inside the Caucus Club. It's a private party. I'll be there with the draft preview coming up tomorrow between 3 and 6. You have a Lions or draft question, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. That's on the Flying Ace Whiskey Honolulu Blue listener line. Honolulu Blue will be served up at our 313 party with David Gregory, NFLPA certified sports agent, and Bull Rush Sports and the Michigan Sports Network. You're 21 and up. Enjoy it. Blue raspberry lemonade, vodka, Honolulu Blue, available in stores all across Michigan, and ask for it at your local bar, pub, or restaurant. More with Rizzy on the Lions and the NFL Draft in Detroit after this network TO.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Want to give Rich Rock, one of the great engineers in the history of radio, some love. He looks like Todd Rundgren, but he actually knows what he's doing. He treats Superfly with a lot of respect and kind of says, I'm mean. whatever. Okay, yo, he's the hurt little puppy. Oh, I want in on a pool. I want to bet when Superfly will beat you in golf. That's Rich Rock. But I still love him. He does look like Todd Rundgren, doesn't he?
He does.
That's really, he really does.
Great guy.
All right, Jeff Risden is the other voice you hear from Lions Wire, Draft Wire. Follow them, Facebook, Twitter, online. NFL Draft begins tomorrow in downtown Detroit. Rizzy will be there with the Lions Wire, Draft Wire, USA Today crew. He's going to talk to Hutch and also Amon Ross St. Brown, who reportedly agreed to a deal that could be worth up to $120 million. Nothing final yet. $77 million guaranteed. Perfect time draft week to get the national coverage. I still think golf will get a new deal announced tomorrow. I do. I like the way he handled honoring the retiring security guy, which was pretty emotional.
That was awesome.
Wasn't it? That showed a great side of golf. And the emotion of that, I'm telling you, the read from watching that when they saluted season ticket holders and the retiring head of security and the way he got emotional, I think this signing's coming because, you know, what he's done for the city of Detroit, what is coming with that new deal, I think tomorrow could be the day before the draft starts would be the perfect time. What do you think on golf and the Lions announcing a new deal tomorrow?
It certainly makes a lot of sense. It's clear that he wants to be here. It's clear the team wants to keep him. Why not just get it done? The other thing that I would say, and we talked about this before the show, it would be a great way to smooth over the fact that the Lions might not be making a pick on Thursday night with all those Lions fans downtown. It would give them something to
a story that Barry's not making a pick, even though I hope they trade up. All right, Rizzy, we have a lot to talk about. Jeff Risden in studio on this broadcast. You have a Lions comment or question, you can drop it on the Honolulu Blue listener line. Honolulu Blue served up in stores, bars, and restaurants all across Michigan from our friends at Copper Craft Distillery. Join us on the listener line, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and opt in on the Huge text chain presented by Roast Umber Coffee. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Everything huge 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Earlier this hour, Risden and myself told you that Amon Ross St. Brown had signed a four-year extension. Now reports are coming out that Penei Sewell has been given a four-year, $112 million extension that will make him the NFL's highest paid offensive lineman. And I think Goff is going to get his deal tomorrow before the draft starts. That's my huge prediction there. All right, so last week, speaking of the draft tomorrow, I was at the Carmody-owned Buffalo Wild Wings Knapp's Corner, and I ran into Josh and Becky Garvey, and Josh is the managing shareholder for the Bean Garter, formerly Bean Garter, now Dorn Mayhew office in downtown Grand Rapids, and they got their worldwide headquarters on the east side of the state, and I ran into his sons, Drew and Lucas and Eli, and they were talking about the draft, and I'm like, you guys know your stuff. I need to put you on air. I need to get a kid's perspective. My kids are talking about the draft. Kids last night at the baseball game are talking about the draft and the Lions. So I want to welcome in Josh Garvey, Becky Garvey, but also I think Drew Garvey is standing by. How you doing, Drew?
I'm doing good.
Hey, man, it's good to have you live statewide on The Huge Show. You have your top 10. You were reeling it off last Saturday. Give me your top 10 projection in the NFL draft tomorrow night in Detroit.
All right. At number one, the Bears. I think they're going to draft Caleb Williams. At number two, I think Washington is going to draft Jaden Daniels. At number three, the Patriots are going to draft, I think, Drake May. At number four, Arizona, I think they're going to draft Marvin Harrison Jr. And I think at number five, the Chargers are going to try to trade the Vikings to get J.J. McCarthy. And at number six, New York Giants take Malik Nabers. And at number seven, Tennessee Titans take Joe Alt. Number eight, Atlanta Falcons take late Latua. And then at number nine, I think Romeo Odunze for the Bears. Number 10 for the Jets, I think they'll take Brock Bowers.
All right, well done. Drew, how old are you?
9. My birthday's in 8 days.
All right, well, happy early birthday, buddy. And hand the phone over to your brother, Lucas, who's ready for his top 10 in the first round of the NFL draft tomorrow. Lucas, how you doing?
Good. You?
I'm doing good. Good to hear your voice again, man. You guys know football. Why don't you drop your Lucas's top 10?
Same with Drew here. I got Caleb Williams going number one to the Bears. I do have Marvin Harrison Jr. going number two to the Commanders. Number three, I have Malik Nabers going to the Patriots. Four, I have Joe Alt going to the Cardinals. And number five, I have Jaden Daniels going to the Chargers. At number six, I have Drake May going to the Giants. At number seven, I have Dallas Turner going to the Titans. At number eight, I have Romeo Odunze going to the Falcons. At number nine, I have J.J. McCarthy going to the Bears. And at number 10, I have Brock Bowers. And Brock Bowers is too good not to go top 10.
Oh, wow, man. Well done, Lucas. You and Drew brought it. And you have Eli. Eli wasn't there when I ran into your mom and dad on Saturday when we were talking draft and Lions and also the Michigan spring game. Eli has a couple of picks he wanted to throw out, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Eli? How old are you?
Seven.
You're seven? Wow, man. First time on the radio?
Eight.
Oh, eight? You're eight? Yeah, I forget my age all the time, too, but I do it on purpose because I'm 62. Is this your first time on the radio, Eli?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. It'll be probably the biggest moment in your life until you get married. All right, let's go with your – give me a couple of the picks in the first round you see happening tomorrow.
Yeah, I think they're going to take Caleb Williams.
Number one for the Bears, I think they're going to take Caleb Williams.
That's awesome, man. Look at seven going on eight, bringing it. All right, what's another pick? What's the top two? Give me one more.
Number two for Washington, Jaden Daniels.
All right. Good job, Eli. We wanted to get you in. I don't want to leave you out, man, because you probably have to go to work on your brothers, Drew and Lucas, and give them a little payback. Good job for all three boys, man. And I know Josh and Becky Garvey are proud of them. That's cool, man. And that's live radio. I think I was more nervous for them than they were. Seriously. Because I wanted it to be good for the kids and a lifetime experience. Plus, I get all the kids to, you know, probably shovel my walk. You know, there's a little payback coming for Drew, Lucas, and Eli. That was some good stuff, man. Josh and Becky Garvey have done a great job with that family. And you know what? You could hear the brother. You could hear the big brother helping him out. That to me, was the coolest part. That conversation, but well done, Drew, Lucas, and Eli. Pride and joy of the Kent City Eagles school system. Well done. Can't wait for the draft. And I will say, hearing kids talk about the Lions, watching them wear Lions gear, not just Drew, Lucas, and Eli, but so many kids. My kids are wearing Lions hoodies. I used to punish them when they were 7 and 8. You know what? You go into school, you didn't clean your room, put the Lions hoodie on. But Dad, the 2 and 14, I don't care. Put it on. Clean your room. Also, one final word to Drew, Lucas, and Eli. Make sure you listen to your mom and dad. And also, I appreciate the two big brothers helping out little brother Eli. That's awesome. Now, remember, if you miss any huge opinion, interview, conversation, prediction, or show, our podcasts are free And we are everywhere. Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Podbean, Amazon, and more. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts.
Big, bad, huge.